Don, is that a new iPod? What are you listening to? Don? Yo, Don!
What? Did you say something, Yael?
I was trying to get your attention. Couldn't you hear me over the music?
No, sorry. I was actually listening to a podcast of A Moment of Science. I wanted to hear how I sound through earbuds.
Jeez, that's kind of vain. But more importantly, you had the volume up way too loud. You could damage your hearing.
Come on, Yael. It's not like I was jamming out to Ozzy Osbourne or something.
You listen to Ozzy Osbourne?
You know what I mean. I was just listening to a podcast. What's the big deal?
The big deal is that it doesn't matter what you're listening to, music, a podcast, even standing near a loud lawnmower or watching fireworks. Noise that's too loud damages cells inside the ear called hair cells that translate sound into electrical signals that get sent to the brain. Damage too many of these cells and your hearing starts to go.
Okay, but how do you know if something's too loud?
If you're standing near someone about an arm's length away and you can't hear what they're saying because whatever you're listening to is too loud or noise in the background is too loud, that's how you know when sound is too noisy.
All right, I get it. So I'll turn down the volume on my iPod.
Good. So how do you sound on the podcast?
Not too bad, even at a lower volume.
This Moment of Science comes from Indiana University.
Today's program was prepared by Jeremy Shear, with help from James Batty at the National Institute of Deafness and Other Communication Disorders. There are hundreds more Moments of Science on our website at amos.indiana.edu. To get podcasts, click on the podcast button. Once again, our web address, amos.indiana.edu, and for podcasts, click on the podcast button. I'm Don Glass.
And I'm Yael Cassander.